Iran is the principal backer of Syrian military strikes against government opponents and has made clear its intention to carry that influence to planned peace talks in Geneva. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Amer Abdollahian says there's no excluding Tehran.
Without any doubt, the Islamic Republic of Iran will play an active and constructive role in the political settlement of the Syrian problem.
So how does this weekend's deal to limit Iran's nuclear program affect its willingness to cooperate on Syria? Secretary Kerry says Iran choosing to rejoin the community of nations is an important first step to playing a more constructive role in the region.
It is fair to say that Iran's choices have created a very significant barrier and huge security concerns for our friends in the region, for Israel, for Gulf states and others. And obviously they have made certain choices that are deeply, profoundly unsettling in terms of stability in the region.
Tehran's support for Bashar al-Assad's military helps maintain its regional influence and resupply of the Lebanon-based Islamic militant group Hezbollah, while keeping its predominantly Sunni Islam enemies off balance, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
Iran supporting Bashar al-Assad is as critical to the survival of the regime as developing a nuclear weapon.
From Geneva, Kerry came to London for talks with Haig on how Assad opponents might help form a transitional government. While the main opposition coalition says it will take part in those talks, it's rejecting any further role for President Assad. Provisional opposition deputy prime minister Aid Kudsi.
Sitting and negotiating with the Syrian regime is kind of like a useless process, a useless exercise. It's an exercise of fatalities that you cannot get anything out of it.
That's a deal breaker for the government in Damascus, which says it will not come to talks meant to topple the president. American University professor Akbar Ahmed.
You can see the tensions in a country like Syria, which is the tensions which are contained by a strong man, a dictator. And when that dictator loosens his grip, as we saw with Iraq, suddenly all hell breaks loose.
U.S. and Russian officials meeting Monday in Geneva to prepare for those talks are also working to address the war's humanitarian costs, including the needs of more than 2 million refugees from the fighting. Scott Stearns, VOA News, London.